MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 10, 2025. City of Salem is gearing up for October, and the town of Rockport has blocked retail conversions. Cloudy, mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:44 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. With the Halloween season fast approaching, Salem city officials and law enforcement are imploring the more than 1 million expected visitors to do their part in ensuring the city stays safe and enjoyable. Mayor Dominic Pangallo, the Salem Police Department, and the MBTA held a joint press conference on Tuesday to discuss the ways in which the city is continuing to adapt to an ever-growing visitor base. The mayor requested those on a walking tour to not block the sidewalks and for everyone to pay attention to signs, road closures, and notifications from the city and its police department. With Halloween visitation increasing at a steady rate, the Salem Police Department has introduced new safety measures to ensure that every consideration from pedestrian safety to potential terrorist threats are prepared for. The changes include increased surveillance, counter-drone measures, and more frequent updates for road closures. Much more details in today's Salem News and right here on our website. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, "The conversion of downtown first-floor retail spaces into residences without a special permit will no longer be an option for property owners. Town meeting approved the prohibition and 26 other warrant articles Monday at the John Lane Auditorium at Rockport Middle High School. Meeting attendees voted 77% to 23% to support Article W, which amends the town bylaws to prohibit the conversions of professional home office spaces to residential uses without a special permit of the planning board. The article was backed by both the select and planning boards, according to town administrator Mitch Vieira. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. The two men looking to lead Newburyport for the next 4 years are set to meet for an in-person one-hour debate on October 22, where they will have the chance to lay out their cases to voters. Mayor Sean Reardon and challenger Ward 5 City Councilor Jim McCauley will meet in the Knock Middle School Auditorium for the debate hosted by the Daily News editor Dave Rogers. The general election is set for November 4. Both candidates said they are excited to share their views with the city. And Jackie Mano writes on AutumnLive.com, Massachusetts native Mark Wahlberg gave a nod to his roots by filming a movie in Lynn this week. The movie star filmed scenes for an untitled project at the GE Field on Summer Street on Sunday, according to social media reports. Production signage was also posted along Summer Street, and a truck from Massachusetts-based equipment rental agency Above the Line was seen on Avon Street. Meanwhile, the film's base camp with trailers from Haddad's Inc., crew parking and holding for extras was at the parking lot of St. George Greek Orthodox Church. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in high school field hockey from yesterday, Masconomet beat Beverly 4-1. The two teams were Northeastern Conference co-champions a year ago. The Chieftains are now 4-0 for the season. Elsewhere, it was Marblehead 4, Peabody 1. Layla Dulac scored twice for the Magicians. Gloucester blanked Danvers 5-0 with sophomore Mia Rodolski scoring 3 goals for the Fishermen. In boys soccer, St. John's Prep beat Catholic Memorial 5-0 to move to 2-0-1 on the season. In girls soccer, Lynn Classical 2, Revere 1, Linfield 3, Essex Tech 0. Hamilton Wenham shut out Rockport 6-0 as the Generals were led by 2-goal performances from Bailey Shepherd and Bryce Morris. The Amesbury Redhawks beat Essex Tech in their opener last weekend in football thanks to an abundance of experience on offense, according to coach Colin McQueen.
Drew Gustafson had his best game in a Mascanomi uniform. I think he was 15 for 17 for almost 300 yards and two touchdowns. Very efficient, commanding the offense. He's our returning quarterback. Cal Wideman, arguably the best receiver in our league. He had a fantastic day with two touchdowns and 157 yards receiving. He's a senior captain for us. Going to play football at Bentley next year. Jack Fabiano, we call him Fabulous Fabs. He had a very efficient day on the ground. I think he had about 12 carries for 92 yards and three touchdowns. But the guys that backed him up, he gets the lion's share of our carries, but Tyler Durgan and Alex Cantalupo and Jack Engel, they all were efficient on the ground, each receiving a number of carries and being very efficient with their production. And then Liam Ginley and Ryan Richardson, two receivers for us. Liam is probably our number two option right now, or Drew Gustafson's number two option. He had, I think, over 100 yards receiving. And Ryan Richardson does it all without the ball. He's a tremendous blocker. We like to hand the ball to him on jet sweeps. He's a real physical, imposing athlete.
That's Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. And the Red Sox shut out the Athletics last night 6-0. Series wraps up with a game late this afternoon in Oakland. Patriots are preparing for Sunday's game in Miami against the Dolphins. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.